From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Tens of thousands of trapped Syrian civilians and rebels are looking for evacuations to resume today in the city of Aleppo. The UN Security Council is expected to vote today on whether to send monitors to the Syrian city to oversee the evacuations and to help provide protection for civilians who remain. Monitors say as many as 40,000 civilians and the last remaining rebel fighters waited in vain for evacuation operations to resume Saturday after the exodus was suspended Friday by the Damascus government. Thousands of protesters have gathered in downtown London in solidarity with those trapped in Aleppo. The co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Campaign said the protest was to show their support for people of the besieged city.
By doing nothing to protect civilians in Syria and allowing war criminals to carry out massacres and war crimes against the Syrian people, you are part of these crimes. So we want the international community to uphold the international law in Syria and punish the war crimes.
A rally was also held outside the Prime Minister's office in London, where those gathered heard speeches and prayers from a Syrian imam. Meanwhile, hundreds of people, many of them Turkish immigrants, protested the ongoing war in Syria at locations in Berlin, Germany. A suicide bomber attacked a military base in the southern port city of Aden Sunday, killing 40 Yemeni soldiers. Military officials in Sana'a say at least 50 other soldiers were wounded as they gathered at the military base to receive their pay. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack. The bombing comes a week after a similar explosion in Aden claimed by the Islamic State that killed at least 45 soldiers and wounded dozens more. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. An Indonesian military transport plane has crashed, killing all 13 people on board. The Hercules C-130 departed from the Papua province and crashed just minutes before it was scheduled to land in the capital, Wamena. The Indonesian Air Force Rear Marshal said, "We expect the bereaved families to be given strength and fortitude in facing this tragedy. This is a very sad tragedy for all of us." A military statement said the plane was carrying 12 tons of food supplies. Officials say the bodies of all the victims have been recovered. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has ended his thank you tour in Mobile, Alabama, with many of the same promises that led to his election. He told thousands gathered at a football stadium that he would build a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico, increase the size of the military, and care for veterans and rebuild American infrastructure.
"I'm asking Congress to support the construction of new roads, bridges, airports, tunnels, and railways all across this nation. And we will put our people back to work."
Earlier, Trump announced he had chosen Republican Congressman Mick Mulvaney to be his White House budget director. Mulvaney is a fiscal conservative who has even pushed his own Republican Party colleagues to be more aggressive, in reducing the federal spending. President Barack Obama has signed an extension of the 2008 law that contributes federal funds to reopen investigations of race-based murders committed decades ago. Mr. Obama has extended the law, which followed the reopening in 2006 of more than 100 cold cases linked to civil rights issues and to the identification of new deaths where racial motives were suspected. In Bolivia, the ruling Socialist Party has defied the results of a February referendum and backed the president's run for a fourth term in 2019. The Movement for Socialism approved the candidacy unanimously in its Congress. Bolivia's constitution only allows two consecutive presidential terms. The president had sought to raise it to three straight terms. And China said Saturday it will hand over the underwater U.S. drone it seized in international waters off the South China Sea, but maintained it was blameless and accused Washington of hyping the seizure in an inappropriate and unhelpful manner. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.